PFAS contamination is already racking up big costs for Michigan communities. In Kent County, the state is suing Wolverine Worldwide to make the shoe company pay for those expenses. If past chemical problems are any indication, it might not be so easy to get what's needed. Bridge Magazine's Riley Began reports.
Terry Hewla loves Christmas. She and her husband Tom bought a house in West Michigan. It's surrounded by a Christmas tree farm. Holiday decorations are up year-round, and every July she does a summer Christmas celebration with her kids and grandkids.
We have a small tree and little token gifts underneath, and we paint Christmas ornaments. And
it was during one of those celebrations 2 years ago when she got a visit from the state.
And they knocked on the door and told us to stop drinking the water.
What those government officials told her is that their water had PFAS in it. Those are industrial chemicals that have been linked to serious health problems.
That's when everything changed.
Their home turned out to be right next to a former dump site for Wolverine, which used the chemicals to make products water-resistant. Here's Tom Hewla.
This was my retirement because it was such a nice piece of property. And find out it was next to a dump and it's worthless, you know?
Now they say they can't sell it. So the Hewlas and more than 400 other families in West Michigan are trying to get their money back by suing Wolverine. The state and two nearby townships are doing the same thing on behalf of taxpayers. It's going to be an expensive crisis, probably hundreds of millions of dollars. At the very least, they're hoping to get Wolverine to extend a municipal water system to people with private wells. Cameron Van Weingarten is the Plainfield Township manager.
We cannot afford $62 million of new water main, nor do we think that that should be a cost to the ratepayers of our water system or to taxpayers in the state of Michigan. There is a responsible party, and that responsible party should pay for it.
But that's sometimes easier said than done. Take another contamination crisis, the PBB and DDT pollution in St. Louis, Michigan. There was a mix-up at the old Velsicol chemical plant there in the 1970s. Millions of Michiganders ended up eating food laced with PBB. Plus, the company dumped industrial waste in the area for years.
They managed to convince people who were the regulators, that the problems they created were much less costly than they turned out to be.
That's Ed Lorenz. He's a professor at Alma College. He says Velsicol managed to pay only around 10% of the total cost of its pollution. The company struck a sweetheart deal with the state. It had to bury and contain the contamination, it had to pay a fee, and the state agreed to drop the suit. Velsicol was later bought by another company, which went bankrupt and shed its liability for the site. The containment didn't even work. 40 years later, it's a Superfund site, paid for by taxpayers. Lorenz says his message to the state is, when it comes to Wolverine, don't be such an easy mark.
Well, I would be very cautious about assuming, until you're sure, that you're getting enough assets out of them.
The government has the legal resources to make companies fund cleanups if they're strategic. That's according to Judith Ink. She's a former EPA administrator, and she says the big lesson should be preventing this from happening in the first place.
You know, right now it's very reactive. A chemical gets into groundwater, gets into soil, gets into a river, gets into the air, and the agencies are always playing catch-up.
Instead, she suggests a law that would require companies to test groundwater near their sites every year and report it. Both Wolverine and Attorney General Dana Nessel declined multiple interview requests for this story. But Wolverine has argued in legal filings that it's already done and paid a lot to fix its mistakes. In the meantime, families like the Hewlas wait for a resolution that seems further away every year.
I feel like at some point they're just going to realize that we don't have our lives right now. They're not normal. We can't plan our futures.
Terry Hewla says it feels like nothing's changing, and the uncertainty is wearing her down. She doesn't have the energy for some of her favorite things, including her Christmas in July celebration. This summer, for the first time in more than 20 years, she decided to skip it. For the Environment Report, I'm Riley Began.